You're listening to Rhema for Today.
There have been some people that were just so hungry. I know a Baptist pastor there in Fort Worth. Didn't know a thing. I heard his testimony. Didn't know a thing about the Baptist of speaking another tongue. But he said he's just so hungry. He'd been to a church building program, built a new, beautiful new edifice, that is sanctuary. And you know, through all the work and all, he had led up on some of his prayer life, so he spent an extra time praying, waiting on God with his Bible. And one Saturday night, he said, I went down to the church. I was walking up and down the aisles of the sanctuary. And just we could said, "Dear God, we've spent all this money. We've got this beautiful new sanctuary. We've got hundreds of people. But I'm so hungry. There must be more."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I knew when you was born again, you have the Holy Ghost, and that's it, period. Well, that's partly true and partly untrue. You do have the Holy Ghost. He is in you, witnessing that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. But brother, sister, it's one thing to be born of the Spirit and another thing to be filled with the Spirit. I didn't know that. And so I said to myself, I'll put up with a little fanaticism to have a little fellowship around faith and healing. I believe in the Holy Ghost, all right, but I do not believe in that tongues business. And so I was planning on entering Baptist seminary in the fall, and I was walking down the street in my hometown. Now, I didn't listen to what those folks said. When they got off on that, I shut my ears, like you do when the announcements are made. But I was walking down the street in my hometown on the 8th day of April, 1937. The 8th day of April, 1937 was on a Thursday. If anybody ever asks you, you know now. You can tell them about it. And I was thinking about this. I said, "Lord, who's right about this?" And I told him what the Baptist said. And then I told him about some Baptists that said there is an experience subsequent to salvation called the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but you don't speak with tongue. And then I told him what the Pentecostals said. Well, you see, I have the Holy Ghost in me. And John the Apostle, in his first epistle, not gospel, but epistle, in the second chapter, made this statement, calling the Holy Ghost the anointing, abideth in you, and he teacheth you all things. So when I said that to the Lord, then the anointing, the Holy Ghost in me said, he knew I knew, because at this time I could quote 3/4 of the New Testament. He said, "What does Acts 2:39 say?" I said, "Well, it said the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Quoted it to him, see? He knew I knew, so he didn't ask me. And on the inside of me, that inward voice said, "What promise is that?" Well, I was thinking about the whole of the 38th verse said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And so I said, "Well, you know, that 38th verse said, you know, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." But I believe in the Holy Ghost, but I don't believe in this tongues business. That's what I said to the Lord. And on the inside of me, he said, "What does Acts 2:4 say?" I knew what Acts 2:4 said, just hadn't read it up. I glibly quoted it. I said, "Well," it said, "and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues." And just, oh, I said, "I see it. You see, the entrance of his words giveth light. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. No effort is required on the part of the will or the intellect of man to get faith. As soon as the light comes, faith's there." I said, "I see it." Now, we preach the same new birth, born of the Spirit, and I've been born of the Spirit. We preach the same Lord's Supper, partake of the Lord's Supper. We preach the same water baptism. then if we're going to have the same filling of the Holy Ghost, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, we ought to have the same evidence they had. I see that. No man taught me. I learned it from God's Word. Why didn't I receive before? Don't you misunderstand me at all. There are always exceptions to cases and to rules, you understand. There have been some people that were just so hungry. I know a Baptist pastor there in Fort Worth. Didn't know a thing. I heard his testimony. Didn't know a thing about the Baptist of the Lord speaking another tongue. But he said he's just so hungry. He'd been through a church building program. Built a new, beautiful new edifice. That is sanctuary. And you know, through all the work and all, he had let up on some of his prayer life. So he spent an extra time praying, waiting on God with his Bible. And one Saturday night, he said, I went down to the church. I was walking up and down the aisles of the sanctuary. And just weeping, said, "Dear God, we've spent all this money. We've got this beautiful new sanctuary. We've got hundreds of people. But I'm so hungry. They must be more. Seem like I don't have what it takes to get the job done from a spiritual standpoint. Whatever it is, I want it." And he said, "Before I knew what I was doing, walking down the aisles of weeping, I was praying in other tongues, speaking in this strange language. And I remember that the Assembly of God pastor in town had one time witnessed to me and went fishing with him. And he had witnessed about that. So I went back to the office. And I didn't know his number, so I looked at him talking in tongues all the time. Looked up in the phone book, you know, and dialed the number. And got a hold of my voice. And I thought, well, he might be in his study. Because he got a sure enough, he was in the church study. And he said, you know, he answered the phone. And I said, "Is this..." And so I stopped talking in tongue long enough to say, "Is this Reverend so?" "Yeah," he said. I said, "Well, this is so-and-so, you know, Baptist pastor. And I've got something I don't know. I beg you to..." "Oh," he said, that's it. "You got it. You got it." Amen. Hallelujah. Well, now, you see, he didn't necessarily know about it, but he wasn't opposed to it. He is hungry, seeking God. So there are exceptions. But it didn't fall on me, though I was hungry and seeking God. When I saw what it said, I said, "Well, I'm going down to the full gospel pastor's house right now and receive this experience." And I just went down there and knocked on the door. Now, they're in a revival there at the full gospel tabernacle. I've been going every night, you know, when I wasn't busy with something, my own church. And so I made practically every night. And I said, "I came down here to get the Holy Ghost." They understood what I meant. This baptism of the Holy Ghost, this infilling of the Holy Ghost, this endowment of power from on high. Well, the pastor said, "Wait and seek for it tonight in the service." It's all looked at what? It's already 6 p.m. We're going to begin service at 7:45. Well, I said, "It won't take me very long to receive." I noticed the evangelist nudged the pastor. He saw I was ready. I was in faith, you see. And so he said, "Well, come on in then." So I went in and knelt down by a large chair in the living room. Now, if they ever tried to instruct me, I don't know it, because I just closed my ears. I don't know. I started practicing that as a teenager. A lot of folks have difficulty, but you see, when after my wife and I were married, we pastored small churches. I didn't have a study in the church. We had a one-room church. We didn't have any Sunday school rooms. And so my desk sat over in the corner of the living room and sometimes the bedroom. And my books are there. And so I sat there and studied many times, just all night long. But a lot of times I'm sitting there studying, people come in, I'm paying attention, just go on studying. And a lot of times, you know, the kids came along, they're playing, radios are going, I don't care what it is, don't bother me, I couldn't tell you. Because I'm paying attention to it. I learned, I started practicing as a teenager, just shut things out. Just shut it off. And I'll tell you what, I could sit down and study the Bible, and somebody in the next room having a fight, somebody in the other room playing the piano, somebody in the other room rock and roll, and just shut it all off. Somebody asked what happened, I'd say, "Well, I don't know, I'm in the Word here." I tell you, a lot of these nervous folks need to learn to practice the Word of God. And you can do that. You may have more difficulty as you're older, but if you start young doing that, you can do that. Are you listening to me? So if they tried to instruct me, I don't know, because I just closed my ears and I just knelt down by that large chair. Now see, he had already looked at his watch just a few moments before and it's 6:00. And so I just simply said to the Lord as I knelt there out loud, closed my eyes, said, "Lord, I came down here to receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost, this endowment of power from on high. I was born of the Spirit on the 8th day of August or on the 22nd day of April 1933, and then I was healed by the Spirit and the power of God on the 8th day of August, I said to him, in 1934, and I received the new birth by faith, and I received healing by faith, Now, I said, I receive this experience of the Holy Ghost by faith. See, I knew it had to be by faith. And now then I say with my mouth. I've never been told to say it. Never read where anybody said it. I just knew it from the Bible. I say with my mouth, I am now filled with the Holy Ghost. And now I expect to speak with other tongues. Because it says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. So now I expect to speak the other tongue. See, you got to get filled first. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You stop reading right there, they're filled with the Holy Ghost. And as a result of being filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke with other tongues. See, you don't speak with other tongues and then are filled with the Holy Ghost. You're filled first. Did you get it? And so I said, nobody told me to do it, but I said, hallelujah, and lifted my hands. Nobody told me to do it, but I had an urge on the inside. You lift your hand, that means I surrender. Praise God. And to me, it was a dry, me saying hallelujah was dry. You know, never felt a thing. I said hallelujah about 8 times. And then about that time, it was just like somebody built a fire right in here, a bonfire, right here. Now, everybody's going to have your own individual experience. Everybody should speak with tongues, but it may be different with some folk. To me, right in here, it just felt like there's a burning, just like somebody built a fire. And it just blazed up, and I could see these words springing up, see, coming up inside me. And it seemed like I'd know what they sounded like they were spoken. I just started speaking them out. And I looked at my watch, and 8 minutes past 6 p.m. And they went on, got ready, and I just stayed there on my knees and spoke with other tongues till 7:45. Glory to God. Sang 3 songs in other tongues. Got up and walked down the street speaking in tongues. No, not out loud. Not an idiot, you know. But speaking to myself in other tongues as I walked down the street to church.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6
yeah.
p.m.
And then on Sunday night it's at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday,
yes.
It's at 10 a.m.,
yes.
2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is Summer Blitz for the teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through 5th grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that Summer Blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just go to rhema.org. /CM and find out all about it.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.